Australia's Day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's Tuesday, the 8th of December, and time to check out what happened on this day.
Not with us anymore, but born on this day were Sammy Davis Jr., the US singer, actor, dancer and mimic, and Jim Morrison, the lead vocalist with The Doors.
Love The Doors.
Don't you love her as she's walking out the door?
Paul Dainty, the Australian promoter with TEG Dainty, today turns 73. Now, he's responsible for bringing a lot of great artists to Australia.
Australian actor and singer John Waters is 72, of course, seen in lots of movies and on Play School.
It's Play School.
Love it. Kim Basinger, the US actress, is 67 today. She is just a stunning human being, been in lots of movies, including LA Confidential with Guy Pearce.
Steve Elkington, the Australian golfer, today is 58.
Terry Hatcher, the US actress, stars in Desperate Housewives and Lois and Clark. She's 56.
Australian country singer James Blundell?
Blundell.
Australian country singer James Blundell is today 56.
Your favourite.
She's kidding, obviously.
Well, you don't like James Blundell.
Is it Blundell or Blundell?
I have no idea. Can't like him that much then. Sinead O'Connor.
Okay, well, your favourite's the next one then.
I love Sinead O'Connor, especially this song by her, which of course Prince wrote.
Nothing compares to you.
Yeah, nothing compares to you, fab song. Anyway, she's 54.
English actor Dominic Monaghan is today 44. He's been in a stack of things, but most notably, Ali.
For Mary in The Lord of the Rings and also appeared in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Who else is having a birthday today?
Nicki Minaj, the US singer, rapper and actress, is 38.
And captain of the Australian cricket team, Timothy Payne, today is 36.
It was on this day, back in 1980, that John Lennon, the English singer, musician and former Beatle, was shot dead in New York at the age of 40. Absolutely tragic.
The Phantom of the Opera is
there. He started too low. Anyway, what about it?
Oh, it opened today, the Australian production in 1990.
Yeah, and Anthony Warlow starred as the Phantom and Marina Pryor as Christine and did a bit of a better job than you did, I think, just then.
Yeah, I need to warm up first.
And it was on this day in 2010 that Oprah Winfrey arrived in Australia.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 8th of December.
It's the Phantom of the Opera is there. That's the key you want.
The Phantom of the Opera is there.
You had your chance.
Am I getting any better?